Good morning. You look really good today, and I'm so glad to see you, and it is really good to be back and enjoyed a little getaway. So refreshed and ready to go, excited. We are in part three of this series, Blessed to Bless, and we have been blessed. So we have a responsibility that comes with that blessing, and we're going to be talking about that throughout this series. Today is a special day to talk about that. I'm going to begin with the end in mind today, a little different than usual. If you have a paper outlined, flip it over to the small group discussion section. And whether you're in a small group or not, or whether your small group is doing this or not, I'm going to encourage you to look at this week and not all by yourself. Get together with somebody else. And we're going to begin today with just the open it there that is on this guide, and if you're using the digital one, drop down to the bottom where you can access this. What's one leap of faith you've taken in your life, big or small? How did it feel to step into the unknown? So, of course, we've been looking at the life of Abram, who will also be called Abraham as he experiences a name change. And so because of that, I sometimes interchange that. Don't get confused whether I talk about Abram or Abraham. I'm talking about the same fellow. And as it relates to his life and taking a big step and following God's call, we will see a parallel in our own lives, and we need to talk about that today. So you've had the experience, I'm sure, in the past that you can talk about of taking a big step of faith into the unknown. And I want you to talk about that with somebody this week. And I've had that experience, and Abram had that experience, and that's what we're jumping right into together. So we will review a little bit where we've been in the first two sessions with verses 1 and 2 of Genesis 12. It reads this way. The Lord had said to Abram, go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you, and I'll make your name great, and you will be a blessing. Now, this is the key to this whole series. It's a promise to Abraham, but from the beginning, we've been talking about how this is not a history lesson. This is a lesson for each of us. Excuse me. And so we need to look at the lessons that he learned when God calls. And we've been focusing on that parallel and how we've been called to the big call of blessing, just as he has been called. And then now we're ready to talk about his response, verse 4 in one line. So Abram went as the Lord had told him. Now you'll notice that he had to leave a lot behind. And it was a real challenge to him to think that through. I could spend a lot of time there, and I did plan on doing that, but I have a lot to bring before you, and I have to be very careful today. So we're going to jump right into this statement on the screen. We as a church are called to take a bold step of faith, just like Abram did. We need to trust God's promises and move forward, obey, and go where God calls us to go. Does that sound good to you so far? All right, we're ready to go. A big step of faith. We're going to be revealing a big step of faith today, but not just yet. All right? Why? Well, point number one, God's blessing will be contested. God's blessing will be contested. So I'm going to talk about that, and that's right in this same section, verse 3. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse, and all peoples on the earth will be blessed through you. Now, what an odd mixture of contrasts in that verse. We got curses, we got blessings, and we've got just an interesting contrast there. But I could go into detail. I just want to draw out one really important thing at this point. One thing is very clear. It is not wise to be someone who is contesting God's call. Do you see that in that verse? It is not wise to be contesting God's call. Now, the The temptation to contest God's call comes to us internally as well as externally, and Abram knows all about that. You know all about that. When a big step is before you, you start to go through all the questions, and that big step is starting to be a little bit too much. What? Leave all that behind and do this? And you start struggling with that. And it can also come externally. Well, let's just jump to the end result. We are told exactly what was kind of going on as far as Abraham is concerned. Hebrews 11:8 from the New Testament summarizes, by faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. That's tough. And you've done that kind of thing. I mean, I can think of one time. I mean, I knew the person that I was going the rest of my life with, but what did that look like when I said, I do? I didn't know what all that would mean, but it's a big decision, and you know enough, and you love enough, and you trust enough to go forward into this unseen future together, and that is exactly where Abraham went. But let's put it this way. God's call will be contested both internally and externally, as it was for Abraham. Despite uncertainties, we are reminded that following God's call leads to greater blessings than whatever is sacrificed or left behind. Okay? You getting nervous yet? Shouldn't. We're talking about blessings here. All right? So we've been called as a church to reach the next generation. And we recently did a whole series on that. Do you remember that? You know, let the children come. And we even put some maps on the screen and what we're gonna do. We've talked about the three great task forces that we have in charge. Let's go. What happened? Our call was contested in a battle, right? We experienced all of that. It was tough. We were making big strides in that call when we encountered a series of unexpected storms, including leadership transitions and staff changes, which disrupted our plans and overextended our team. But that's no surprise to you, right? You've been hearing that, unless you're brand new. Anybody surprised? No. Okay, so you know right where we were. What you did not know till today, though some of you probably suspected it and guessed it, we were already 2 years into what we hoped would be a smooth transition of leadership to our next generation associate pastor taking up the role here as lead pastor. How many of you already guessed that? Okay, so we never told you that, but you were guessing it by how much we're handing off. And then I was going to take a more support role in the background and associate. I was, in a way, kind of flop titles, you know, and then go to my retirement and then fade away. Yeah. But the storm that we experienced totally disrupted all of those plans. And you kind of saw it and heard it, and I've been real vulnerable and honest with you, and thank you for your prayers, and we are really doing well to be blessed in here today like we are. So the storm did completely disrupt our plans. So where did that leave us? Besides the fact that many of the next generation families we were trying to reach left us, and you don't realize how many have, but a whole bunch have. Every staff member was overextended, and you probably knew this about me, and overtired. I've shared that with you. So, I haven't shared this yet, but I want to share this with you. At my lowest point, I said at a board meeting, unless something changes drastically, this is not sustainable for me. That's where I was. Now, God is able to do a lot of things that I don't know he can do, and he was sustaining me in ways that I didn't even know he could pull off. And it was beautiful to experience that grace. But I did come to a low point and say this to the board. And even though that's true, we realize that unless we did something completely different in our search process, it would take at least 5 years or more to establish a new plan for a smooth leadership transition. You understand that? Okay, that's where we were looking. And then, right at what felt like our lowest point, God changed everything. And I'd like to have a video announcement to kind of let this get to your direction. Here we go.
Hey, Verde Valley Christian Church, I am so excited to share with you today how our lead team and board have seen God working and moving in the next steps for our church. You always hear us say that we want to take steps from wherever we are to where God wants us to be. Every one of us individually should be moving closer to where Jesus is calling us. And we also believe that it's true for our church as a whole, that our church should be taking steps from where we are now to where God wants us to be. And let me tell you, God is moving and He is leading our church to where He wants us to be, and it is beyond what we could have imagined. So I'm going to try and give you the abbreviated story, but with as much packed into it as I can. We were essentially in a situation where we were short 6 staff positions here at BVCC of where we hoped to be, and with a number of our systems at a bare bones level, and our staff stretched way too thin. Of course, we'd been praying and looking for God's direction, and as our lead team was trying to figure out how to fill our staffing needs and prepare for the future of our church, God stirred up in us something that He'd already been working and planning for a long time. Instead of continuing with the typical expected route of working with a consulting company, which we had put on pause due to our recent circumstances, we were asking the question, is there a better way for us to move forward and to find staff that are already a fit with us as it relates to our theology and beliefs as a church? And a thought that came from several of us separately was, what if we reach out to Christ Church of the Valley, CCV, in Phoenix? They're a church that's having a huge impact for God's kingdom in the Phoenix area and has the same beliefs and background of theology that we do. And I already had a connection with one of their executive pastors, Ben, who I've met with and talked to a handful of times over the last decade or so because I'd reached out to him for support as a worship pastor long ago. So Ben and I set up a video call, and he made it clear that CCV would be willing to help however they could, and that he'd talk to some of the other leaders to see if they might have some good options for anyone who might be interested in some of the staffing positions here. But honestly, during our lead team meeting, we also tossed out a couple what if ideas. And I didn't want to leave this conversation without knowing if some of those what ifs were a possibility. So I said, I know you guys have a number of campuses around the Phoenix area. Do you ever work with existing churches to become a campus? And he said that they never approach churches or seek that out, but that they've had churches approach them in the past that have become campuses. And so I said, I know we're way outside of your normal Phoenix area, but would you ever consider something like that way out here in the Verde Valley? Little did I know at the time that God had already been working behind the scenes on our behalf at CCV for months. But more on that part of the story later. In response to my question, Ben paused and said, well, that's actually something we've been talking about for a while, about going beyond the Phoenix area. And then he said, I'm actually about to go into one of our executive team meetings right after this in just a couple minutes. If it's okay with you guys, I'll bring this conversation up with our executive team to see how we might be able to help. Within the hour, I got a call back from Ben. He said, I'm here talking with our executive team, and we want you to know that we want to help out your church however we can and in whatever way makes the most sense. And we'd actually like to come out to Cottonwood to meet with you guys and hear more of your heart and where you're at and how we could be a help to your church. Is there a good time that we could come out there and meet with your lead team? My initial thought in my head was like, wait, what? Your executive team wants to drive out to Cottonwood to meet with us to see how you can help us? That was so much more than I was expecting. And it was such a blessing to talk with them and have some of our story heard by them and to hear back some of their story and hear their hearts for God's kingdom. Now, to really condense some of the story, we spent the next couple of weeks going between prayer and conversations and meetings with our board of elders and the CCV executive team, along with about a dozen other CCV staff. We didn't know it at the time, but they had been for many months working through and praying about their next steps as a church, and they were convinced that their next step for CCB was the step of going beyond the Phoenix Valley area to reach people for Christ farther out in Arizona. But even though they were convinced that God was leading them beyond, they didn't know where yet. They didn't have any open doors for a location. And it was right in the midst of their prayers and their next steps in following Jesus that my phone call came into Ben right before their executive team meeting, where our prayers and our desire to move in next steps for our churches collided. And we realized God was at work in bringing our churches together. So what would it mean for us to join together? It would mean a fully staffed church with a larger trained and equipped full-time team than we could have gotten to on our own in years, if ever. It means being able to adopt and run church-wide systems and structures that are supported by a staff of nearly 200 from CCB's central support team in Phoenix. It means joining forces with resources that will allow ministries that we only ever dreamed of, like youth sports ministries and special needs ministries, to start taking place here in the Verde Valley and being active within a matter of months, not years, not decades. It means we will have stability in a discipleship process that has been being proved effective and continuously honed for over 40 years, leading tens of thousands of people to follow Jesus in that time. So now to bring it all together, our board and lead team unanimously voted to move forward with becoming a CCB campus. And within just a few days, the CCB Board of Elders and executive team also unanimously voted to move forward with our church becoming a CCB campus. I have only a few times in my life ever felt the will of God so strongly that I was convinced that I would be saying no to the face of God if I decided against something. This move for VVCC to become a CCB campus is one of those times. But I'm not the only one who feels that this is clearly God working. Our entire lead team and board of elders is convinced that God has been planning this to be the start of the biggest move for the gospel of Jesus that this valley has ever seen. My name is David, and I am the worship ministry's pastor here, and I'm on the lead team.
My name is Randy Lovelace, and I'm vice chair of the board of directors at Verde Valley Christian Church and an elder here at the church.
My name is Jim Hammond, and I'm lead pastor of Verde Valley Christian Church.
My name is Doug Bridge, and I'm currently serving on the board and have just recently retired as family ministry pastor here at VVCC, where our family has been attending since 1994.
My name is Troy Karimski, and I'm a member of the board of elders here at VVCC.
My name is Keith Hammes, and I'm the director of administration and care and a lead team member.
My name is Enlo Lockard, and I'm an elder on the board here at Verde Valley Christian Church.
My name is Dave Shillington, and I'm the chairman of the Verde Valley Christian Church board.
My name is Doug Freeman, and I'm the administrative pastor and a member of the lead team. And I've been just amazed by the way I've seen God working in such a powerful way between our church and Christ Church of the Valley.
God is sounding the call to expand his kingdom in the Verde Valley in ways we had only dreamed of.
To rescue individuals who are currently lost in the kingdom of darkness.
And to bring them into his glorious light as part of his family, as a part of our church family.
We have seen and heard the hearts and the leaders of CCV.
And we have discovered that their hopes and desires are the same as our own.
That at the end of the day, we all want to do everything in our power to join in Jesus' mission of saving the world he loves so much.
We realize that for many of you, this will be a lot to take in.
Because this has been your church home for years, maybe even decades.
And you surely have all kinds of questions going through your mind, and that's okay. This is big.
And it will take time to process and to work through the questions that you'll have.
We hope to be able to address and answer as many of those questions as we can in the coming weeks and months
before the official baton is passed.
And although this will mean many, many changes in things like looks and methods and strategies, we want you to hear us clearly.
We want you to hear us clearly.
We want you to hear us clearly that in the essentials of our beliefs, nothing is changing.
Jesus is still the leader of this church.
Jesus is still the leader of this church. It will still be our church home.
We know change isn't easy, but we believe from our continual prayer and discussion
that this is God's leading, and we want to follow him
wherever he leads us. No matter how challenging.
We can't wait to see what God will do in the months and years to come through the joining of our churches together. So we're asking you to join with us in the coming weeks as more of the plans and details unfold, to take it all in and walk with us as we take steps from where we are to where we believe God wants us to be.
As the first CCV campus beyond the Phoenix area.
Thank you so much for being a part of our church family.
Thank you so much for being a part of our church family. We can't wait to take these next steps with you.
And this is big. This is really big. Point number two, our next step is beyond what we imagine. Ephesians 3:20 says, "Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine according to his power that has worked within us." And we were praying and praying and praying, and you were praying and praying and praying, but we weren't asking for that. And we were going through stuff, and we were wondering what the answer was, and we just knew from how God has always worked in the past, he's going to have a really great answer. We've seen surprising answers before that were way beyond what we asked or imagined, and we are seeing it again. And God has blessed us to be a blessing to this community in an impactful way beyond what we imagined before, and I am so excited about that. God worked all things together for the good when it seemed like everything was going bad. He says, "Oh yeah, watch this, enemy. I can make something really, really good come about with all of what you thought was disaster." And here we are. You know, the remarkable thing is, and David alluded to this, each leadership team, both VVCC and CCV, on each side has experienced some powerful, holy moments throughout the process where a number of us have been reduced to tears and awe and gratitude to see the hand of God move in such a powerful and unexpected way. Their side did not expect this. We did not expect this. This is way beyond what any of us expected. So it is very clear to all of us in leadership, this is God's move. This is God's call to us as a church. Point number three, just to be real clear, our next step is to become one team with CCV. Hey, look, we only have to drop one letter. Not only that, we drop one letter and it turns everything around in the right direction. It's so cool. This is a partnership. It is not like we're giving our church away. It's not like handing the keys of a car and they drive off and away with it and we say bye to the car we loved. It's not like that at all. We are becoming one team in a car on a mission together in a fully restored vehicle, tuned up and ready to go. It's like, this is a beautiful thing. And I'm so excited about it. You know what I'm most excited about? First of all, what this means for the success of the gospel in our valley and the long-term impact it'll have on the next generation to come. A lot of churches throughout history struggle with the baton pass. It's very difficult to go from generation to generation to generation. And so this is so exciting. The next thing I'm really, really excited about is rather than handing the leadership to one person, which represents a higher risk, we are passing the baton to a proven system through our partnership with CCV, ensuring stability and growth for years to come, because CCV is not a personality-driven church. It is a system that is powerful, and any one personality could be pulled out, and it will still carry forward with stability. I love passing the baton off to that. And so I do want to be real clear about what that baton pass looks like. So a little bit of information here. Doug Bridge, as you heard already is fully retired. That retirement came like the day or the day before, or just within days of the first conversation with CCV. And Doug Freeman already had articulated before that first conversation to a number of us that he was retiring at the end of this year. And so that leaves me of the three old guys, which has become a term of endearment that has been flung around frequently. We know who anybody's talking about when they refer to the three old guys. That leaves me the third party of the three old guys. And I just want to say it's with great joy I have the privilege on behalf of our entire lead team and board of handing the torch of leadership to CCV. Now, what does that mean? My last day to preach is December 15th. This is moving fast. Vroom, vroom. There's a lot of power on this. On that day, just over 2 months away, I hope to introduce you to our newly configured staff team, a full staff lineup made up of our staff and the added staff that quickly, in 2 months. If we went through our other stuff, we're talking really, really long time to get the positions filled. We're going to have this filled much more rapidly. To be clear, that does mean I am retiring as lead pastor on December 16th. Okay? Thank you. I just want you to know I'm over the moon happy about what this means for our church and the impact this will have on the Verde Valley for generations to come. And this does mean for me finishing well, which is what I desperately want to do. Finishing well. And I'm so very grateful, happy, and relieved to be able to have this successful baton pass before us sooner rather than later. And I'm really excited to say I'm not going anywhere. This is my church home. And I'm also very excited to be able to say I'm still on the team behind the scenes as a key support person. So that's really exciting to me too. Exploring what all that means is really exciting in a new chapter. And so I just want to say that. I also speak for all the three old guys. This is our home church. We're so excited for the impact in our valley, and we are really, really excited about what this means for our grandkids, because this is their home church too. All right? Now I want to put on the screen, and I want to introduce to you the pastors that I will be gladly submitting to as my pastors. Jeff Osborne, executive pastor. Ben Gowell, executive pastor. Ashley Wooldridge, senior pastor. Tony Bergarello, executive pastor. And we have three of these guys with us today. Senior pastor Ashley Wooldridge could not be here today. He's preaching. But I have the privilege of introducing him to you in a couple of weeks. And today I have the privilege at the end of this message to introduce the other three to you who will be coming up to the front of the stage along with our board and lead team to be able to give you an opportunity to ask any questions that this might cause you to have. But just know this, we can only address the tip of the iceberg today. And we have weeks and weeks and weeks that we're going to be revealing more and more and more as we can share maybe some graphics and some schematics and some pictures and some excitement and give you a sense of what this means in a bigger way as we go. Addressing some concerns, some of you are already worried that joining a really large church will feel impersonal. I had a really interesting conversation in one of those long sessions together with executive pastors there. One of them, Tony, actually, said, "We're not a big church, we're a small church." And I said, "What?" You know, something like that. Wait a minute. They have 18 campuses. And by the time we become a campus, if I understand it correctly, we're going to be the 20th campus. And how can you call that a small church? And then he explained to me, and it was like an aha moment, that the way things will operate around here is completely different than the way things operate right now. Because the way things operate right now, every one of us staff have to produce content.
and programming. And we're spinning plates of leadership and administration and everything else. And as we're doing all of that, guess what? My people-to-people time just has to drop to be able to produce all of that, to where a lot of you don't feel very connected to me, and I'm sorry about that. That's just the way it was. Guess what? All of that changes, because the way it works when we shift gears is central services handles all that leadership stuff and the content production stuff, and so every pastor here is really amped for people-to-people stuff and helping make disciples and bring people on board and just what's your next step, and you will feel way more connected even though we're growing larger and larger here. It's not big church disconnection. It's got that small church, totally connected, related feel, and you will know people and they will know you. And they have a system to keep that going. That is exciting stuff. So, starting December 22nd and thereafter, the CCV teaching team, which is primarily three people and mostly Ashley Wooldridge, will be doing the messages for us, because all of the campuses are united in hearing all of the same messages. But all of the worship will be live, and all of the pastoral care and leadership locally is live. Okay? It's person to person. So most campuses experience the sense that this is us. And guess what? We were VVCC. And even though we have a name change, like from Abram to Abraham, this is us, the new improved us. And we're going to take all those relationships right into the vehicle that is better. So I want you to be really excited and really careful in not letting your fears about the future as we step into the unknown dictate how you frame your conversations. Because as we saw earlier, contesting what God is calling us to is a dangerous position to be in. One of the things I admire most about CCV, and always have, and I've had a relationship with CCV for 34 years, not real connected personally, but very close observationally, because they come from the same system that I come from. They do the same kinds of things that we do. We were watching what they did, and when they did something, we said, can we do that? We would start doing it. So you're going to start to feel like it's very similar, only better, right? I forgot where that sentence was all going. All I'm saying is I'm very excited. Ashley has a degree from the same place I have a degree from, and David has a degree from. Their beliefs are very, very, very much the same. There are differences. There are changes. This whole place is going to look way different. And guess what? There's going to be a lot of smoke and dust and construction, and it's going to start this week. So we're going to start to see how fast things can take place, okay? And so rather than over-promise and under-deliver, they're going to over-deliver, and we're going to go, what? It's going to be great. And so we're really excited about seeing all of that. Now, you will have lots of questions, so I want to put this on the screen. You go to their website. That's at ccv.church. You can scan that QR code. It should take you right there. And you can just peruse the website, and you can learn a whole lot of what the resource is and how they operate, what's taking place. So please do that if you have any questions. The other thing you can do is today, let's start to do that. Leaders, board members, lead team, and CCV executive pastors who are here today. Would you welcome the CCV executive? I see a couple of you over here, all three of you. Come on up. Just take a seat in the front for right now, all of you guys. So one other thing you can do, if you have a question, you know, right now I have a question, you can come right up to ask anybody here. Go ahead and sit in the front row until I have you turn around. That way you're not blocking, you're not uncomfortable. Go to any one of them, ask a question. You might want to go to somebody you know, or they'll probably quickly direct you. Let me go have you talk to Tony, or let me have you go talk to, you know, whatever, and we can do it that way as well. But if you'd like to be less personal, less face-to-face, ask a question by sending it to, this is easy, but you might want to jot it down, office@vvcc.online. It'll go directly to our generic email that then could be forwarded to the appropriate person to answer that question. Guess what? We can't answer every question because what they're doing is new to them and what we're doing is new to us, and that's why we're joining as one team in a rural community that is outside of their scope and experience. So there's new things. That's why they say, hey, can you be our key support person? We need to know what you know and what this community is like and how we da-da-da-da. So it's just a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to come together. Did you get that? office@bvcc.online. If you feel uncomfortable with a face-to-face question. Bottom line, here we go. Two churches are becoming one team, working together to bless our valley and beyond. We are blessed to be a blessing. Get together, get excited, pray with one another, and tell people it's a done deal. Okay, it's already a done deal. Legal papers have been signed. We're moving forward. Be careful not to be among those who contest this done deal, because that helps nobody, and we are following God's call. This was not our call. Okay? I just want to be that clear. And we're going to finish today differently, so we won't be having a prayer team over there. This is our focus for today. So let's go together in prayer together. Then I'm going to have these guys turn around, face you at the front of this stage. Anybody who'd like to can come and ask questions. If you want to just mull it over somewhere else carefully, you can do that too. Thank you for coming today. Let's pray. Lord God, we are in awe. We worship you. We love you. We trust you. We give ourselves to you. We know that anything that we feel like we're leaving behind is nothing compared to what we're gaining with any call you've given us, because you are the one who is a supreme blesser. You are doing things to bring our greatest good. And so in all of the changes, help us to focus on what we gain. Help us to focus on your glory. Help us to be empowered with your good news to reach people around us. Start the contagious communication now to start telling people about a new thing that's going to change this valley and turn families around and turn families to you and bring so many from the next generation and the next generation and the next generation before you. It's in Jesus' name that we thank you and praise you. Amen. Amen. All right, guys, stand up and face this group here. And you can stand up and leave and come up and mill and talk to whoever you'd like to. Thank you for being here today. See you next week for more information on this transition.